Hi, we're Cottage Grove Faith Center. Thanks for checking out our podcast. We believe in connecting all generations to God's grace through generosity, humility, and fun. Hope you'll check us out on Sunday mornings. Find out more at www.cg4.tv.
Tell me a story. I'm here, so why not tell me a story? But tell me a story that's not fake. No fluff. I want more than singing and pretty lights. I've come here tonight out of duty, guilt, and tradition. I've come here tonight because, well, that's how it's always been. I've come here tonight because I want to fit in to what I think matters, because so many of us are here. I could be somewhere else, but I'm not. I'm here, just like you. Yes, presents need wrapping, cookies need baking, children need entertaining, relatives need greetings and feedings and their own dreamings of this holiday to come true. But all that to be done, and I'm here, just like you, in my close quarter seating, after competing for parking in a place. And if I'm honest, I'll face the real reason I came. And here there's a longing, an ache I can't name. And it lives in my soul like a flickering, faltering flame, just waiting for someone to fan it. I need someone to claim this holiday for more than wrapping paper and glitzy glamour and sugar cookies and a clamber down candy cane lane. Because Christmas has become what I get tomorrow under a tree. And what I get tomorrow under a tree is just shiny stuff and pretty fluff and a horrible feeling that I still don't have enough. I need someone to tell me a story, because tomorrow what I have at my feet are my hopes and my trappings are scattered and I still feel incomplete. The spirit of Christmas present too soon becomes the spirit of Christmas past. Oh, how fast it flees. And in here there's still a void, the vacancy that Bethlehem lacked. And I want Christmas back from where this world has dug its grave, because I've heard that Jesus saves. I long for Christmas. Maybe what it used to be, or maybe what it still is. After all, it's just a pretty little story of a baby in a manger. So tell me the story. What's the danger? It's just a pretty little story. Angels, shepherds, wise men, and sheep. Not much there to deck the halls with. Not much there that will keep come tomorrow, because come tomorrow, it's just a pretty little story that doesn't matter. Or maybe, just maybe, it's exactly what I'm after. Either way, I have two ears to hear. So tell me the story. I'll be right here.
Sir, thanks for being here tonight. I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. So you mentioned that you could be somewhere else tonight, but you chose to be here tonight. But for some reason, something drew you here tonight. I'm glad that you're here tonight. You know, and I want to say also, thanks for being honest tonight. That like all of us, there is a longing, there is an ache. There is a hole that can only be filled by the baby that we're going to talk about tonight. This baby who grew to become a man, who would become the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind and fill the void that we've all had at one time or another, or maybe we still have tonight. Because Jesus is all about that. I ran across this funny story. A woman went into a post office to buy some stamps for her Christmas cards. The lady at the counter asked her, "What denomination do you want?" She said, oh my goodness, has it come to this? I suppose you better give me 10 Baptist, 10 Catholic, and 10 Foursquare stamps, she said. So anyway. Now, if we were to visit each other's garages sometime during the Christmas holiday, I guarantee we would find some pretty unique stuff. You know what I mean? Some of you, well, I don't have a garage, so don't be so exact. Okay, well, if I were to visit your attic, your shop, your basement, your shed, whatever that place is where some of that stuff from Christmas's past ends up, if we were to take a field trip to that place tonight, I bet we would find some pretty unique stuff. In those storage areas over the years at the houses that me and my family have lived in, we've kept several unique things packed away most of the year. And like many of you, only bring those things out at Christmas time. And like many of you, our storage area has other items that we've tucked away, only to bring them out periodically throughout the years. And like many of you, one of the things at our house that we bring out at this time of the year is a nativity scene. In that nativity set, we have a few animals, some shepherds, wise men, Mary and Joseph, and of course the most important character, baby Jesus. So in your garage or your storage area, in our sheds, in our attics, our crawl spaces, our shops, our closets, our pictures, antiques, children's art projects, souvenirs, we've kept them all. Held on to them because what? They are invaluable to us. They cannot be replaced. If I were to ask about that certain unique item in your storage area, you'd probably start talking about who gave it to you, where you were when you received it. And if we could go even deeper, you would probably even tell me about the relationship with that individual that's connected to that item. If we went still a little further, you might even use words like this. It was a significant time in my life. He or she was a terrific person. I loved him or her. So this important piece, this item, it is a thing, but it's so much more than that. This physical thing that we've kept stashed in our storage areas is actually about that relationship. That moment in time is actually about that. This person or this event, this circumstance, that battle, that struggle, it is all about that time. It's about that. It may not appear that way initially, but that's what it's about. A few minutes ago, we watched the Christmas story told by children, humorously acted out by adults. And this story is about a young couple. We've heard it throughout our lives. Maybe you're hearing it for just a few times in your own life tonight. But it's a story of Mary and Joseph having to go to Bethlehem to be counted in a census. You know, speaking of Mary, I ran across this cute little story about little Johnny. Because little Johnny went to his mother demanding a new bicycle for Christmas. His mother decided they had already got enough things for him for Christmas. And she said, you know, I want you to take a look at the way you've been acting anyway, young Johnny. So she said, Johnny, here's what I need you to do. Why don't you decide in your heart to get things better? And maybe you even go pray to Jesus and ask him for a new bicycle. He said, okay, well, I'll go do that. So after his temper tantrum, his mother sent him to his room. He finally sat down and he wrote this letter to Jesus. Dear Jesus, I've been a good boy this year, and I would appreciate a new bicycle. Signed, your friend, Little Johnny. Now, Little Johnny knew that Jesus knew that he had not been a very good boy, so he ripped up the letter and he decided to give it another try. He said, Dear Jesus, I've been an okay boy this year, and I want a new bicycle. Yours truly, Little Johnny. Well, Little Johnny knew he wasn't being totally honest, so he tore that one up and tried again. Dear Jesus, he said, I thought about being a good boy this year. And can I have a new bicycle? Signed, Little Johnny. Well, Little Johnny looked deep down into his heart, which, by the way, was what his mother was wanting from him in the first place. He crumpled up the letter, he threw it in the trash can, and he went running outside. He aimlessly wandered about, depressed because of the way he treated his parents and really considering his actions. He finally found himself in front of a Catholic church. Little Johnny went inside, he knelt down, looking around, not knowing what he should really do. So he finally got up and he began to walk out the door, and he begins to see a bunch of little statues. And all of a sudden, he grabbed a small statue of Mary, and he ran out the door, and he went home, and he hid it under his bed, and then he wrote the following letter. Jesus, I've broken all the Ten Commandments. I've shot spit wads in school. I've tore up my sister's Barbie doll and lots, lots more. I'm desperate. And you know what? I've got your mama, and if you ever want to see her again, you're going to get me that bike signed You Know Who. You Know Who. I've got your mama. Now, this story about Mary being pregnant, and because the town was so full, they had to spend the night in the stable. This story about a baby being born to them. This baby whose name was Jesus. This story about shepherds coming, about the wise men coming, about the angels singing this great, great story. The story that we sing about. Story that we tell our kids about. The story of God becoming flesh and living among us for a bit in his life. It's a wonderful story. But you know what? It's actually much more than that. It's more than a reason to get together with family. It's more than an excuse to bake and prepare our favorite meals. It's more than just watching football. I think. No, it is. It's much more than that. It's more than an opportunity to give and receive gifts. This story, this historical, factual event, is meant to be and do so much more than that. It's a story we keep telling year after year after year, because after the presents are opened and they're all put away, after the food is eaten, and the pounds put on around our bellies, after the thank you notes are written, you and I are left with our lives. And it's in the routine of the normal that we begin to long for hope. We begin to long for peace. We begin to long for life, for restoration, for healing. The book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And in such times, we need to remember and remind ourselves that this Jesus is all about that. Through the grace of God, salvation, life, hope, restoration has been revealed. He has appeared. He has come near to you. He has come near to me. And the question becomes for all of us, will we receive him? The Apostle Paul writes these words in the small book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 11. "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all people." This baby being born, he's all about that. Bringing salvation, bringing hope, bringing renewal, restoration to all people. He's all about that. Christmas is all about that. God's precious gift to all mankind. God's gracious gift, salvation revealed, salvation appearing among us. And whether we realize it or not, that is what each and every one of us need most. And this is why Jesus came. That baby grew up to be all about restoring people to life. That baby grew up to become one who would heal, who would help, who would forgive, who would listen, who would love, who would restore the brokenhearted. That baby born in that stable grew up to be the one in whom and through whom salvation is found. This is what Christmas is all about. Humanity's reception of this gift. So the question becomes, what are you and I going to do with this gift? What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with this baby who came? I have my little nativity baby Jesus right here in my hand. Because let's be honest, some of us bring out this baby Jesus at Christmas time. We set up that nativity set. We find him in the attic. We dust him off with the rest of those characters of that nativity set. We put him up there on. Jesus makes his annual appearance, but we quickly put him back in the closet by New Year's Eve because we definitely don't want him looking over our shoulder on that night. You know what I'm saying? Some of us have that cross. Some of us have that footprints poem or that picture of Jesus hanging up in our home. It's a reminder or a good luck charm or something we feel like we shouldn't get rid of. And still others among us choose to open ourselves up to this one who comes to each and every one of us. Some choose to receive this baby and what he offers and stands and says, I am in, realizing that we have done nothing to earn such a gift. It's all the grace of God. God delivering to us, human beings, this gift of Jesus, who would grow up to be all about saving the world. So here's the deal with this baby. He's used to being put away each year in the garage, attic, or stable. After all, that's where he was born. He's used to seeing the no vacancy signs hanging upon our busy lives. But here's the deal. Down deep, you and I both know that we can't get rid of him. That we've got to hold on to him. That there's something more to him that we often find even hard to explain. And at Christmas, tonight, this evening, each of us come to acknowledge that this night and these days ahead of us are all about that. You and me needing to receive this one, Jesus, into our lives to be our hope, to be our restoring grace, to be our salvation. You and me seeing that there are others with us on this journey as well. And that is what Christmas is all about. Can I have the worship team come? Jesus is all about that. Let me pray. Father God, we come before you once again. So grateful. We understand why it is that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth. You gave us a gift that we couldn't earn, but that, Lord, that we, it was given to us freely. And Lord, we want to accept that free gift, this baby Jesus who grew to be all he can be. And Father, we're so thankful tonight that we get to celebrate together the message of Christ. And maybe they're here, some here tonight, Lord, I don't know, but right where they're sitting, I believe that you're speaking to them right now. And maybe you are here tonight and the Holy Spirit has spoken deeply to your heart. And you're ready to receive this free gift. Right where you're sitting, invite Jesus to be the Lord of your life. He's here tonight. He's waiting for you to accept that free gift that he offers. Lord Jesus, you can say these words, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I accept that free gift. If you just prayed that prayer tonight, welcome to the kingdom of God. If you wanted to talk to somebody after service, come find me. We can talk to you about that decision. If Father God, I'm so grateful that we get to together celebrate the blessings of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, this Christmas, will you bring about tremendous blessing, strength, hope, encouragement, and love to all. In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Amen. 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 You know, you've been given a candle when you came in tonight. I want you to grab that candle right now, and you can just stay seated. We're going to do something fun here in a minute. You know, the wise men followed a light that led them to the Savior. Jesus would grow up and say, you know what? You are the light of the world. So be that light. And tonight we're going to do something fun. I'm going to have Patty light my candle here. I'm going to come over here and I'm going to start lighting candles. And then we're just going to let it flow all the way through. And we're going to sing Silent Night together. So let's do that.
Night, holy night. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Jesus, we are so grateful for today. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for reminding us that we are the light of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, together as a unified group, let's extinguish our candles together. One, two, three.
All is calm, all is bright. As we walk out those doors on this cold winter's night, there are winds of this world that we must fight in order to keep your light shining bright. Even after Christmas is over, if it's ever really over, because tomorrow I don't want to have gifts and no presents. Maybe Christmas hasn't ended. For too long, we've pretended that the baby in a manger doesn't grow up someday. Christmas, maybe you're more than just a story. Maybe this year, you'll stay.
Let's stand together as we sing this last song.
Unspeakable joy rises.
There we go. Yes. Hey, I'm on. Hey, thank you for being here tonight. I had a few people I want to thank. Of course, Tracy with all these decorations. She does an amazing job with that stuff. Tracy Beach, she's awesome. Tom Perkins with our monologue tonight did such a tremendous job. This team behind us leading us. And just want to, they did a great job. Hey, we have got some cookies, some hot cider and hot cocoa in the cafe. We'd love for you to join us. We just want to say thank you for being here once again tonight, and Merry, Merry Christmas. God bless you.